From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Governor Rick Scott was in Naples today talking about Zika readiness with Collier County Health and Mosquito Control officials. WGCU's Matthew Smith reports.
As the state battles 42 confirmed cases of homegrown transmission in the Miami-Dade area, as well as one in Pinellas and two in Palm Beach, and roughly 550 travel-related cases statewide, Collier officials say they are keeping the Zika threat at bay.
We have planned well. Our policies are in place for problems like this.
Patrick Lynn is Collier's mosquito control director. There are currently no local transmissions of Zika in the county, but a sixth travel-related case was reported Friday. Collier is among the districts already putting the governor's additional $26 million Zika-fighting dollars to good use.
Suffice it to say that with or without the assistance of the state and or federal government, we will still be able to meet our mission.
But in his regular meetings with the Department of Agriculture and other mosquito control programs, Lynn says he's learned that smaller districts aren't as well off.
There are very small districts or organizations that may be working under their own health department or even the county in which they exist, and they are struggling. And I know that the state is seeking to help them, but all the large districts are doing quite well.
Now with a tropical depression that could dump several inches of rain on southwest Florida, Lynn says Collier is doing what it can to stay on top of the mosquitoes capable of carrying the virus.
The weather is probably the number one factor in our ability to get the job done. When the rain stops, when the storms are gone, we'll be right back out doing it again.
There are 8 travel-related Zika cases in Lee County, 3 in Manatee, 2 in Sarasota, and 1 in Charlotte County. Matthew Smith, WGCU News.